new exhibition opens at the IAM Gallery in DIFC today. It's called Custodian of Vacancy, the Iranian Embassy in the USA. And it's a photography exhibition by Eric Parnes, who is with me in the studio just now. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Andrew, for having me.
So you've flown in for the exhibition, which starts tonight. It's on for a month and a half at the IAM Gallery, essentially a collection of photographs taken from the Iranian embassy in Washington, D.C.
That's correct. So if I may, essentially what we have here is that, you know, just to give a little brief history to some of the listeners, in 1980, formal relationships between the United States and Iran broke down as a result of the Iranian hostage crisis. And if many people had seen the movie Argo, they're familiar with those involvements. So in 1980, the United States declared that the embassy would be shut down. And since that time, it has remained vacant. No one has been inside, at least to photograph it. And I have been the first, and particularly I'm the first Iranian American inside, so it's quite intriguing, quite interesting.
So you obviously then had an interest in the story, the whole crisis, and what then created the embassy to be shut down, and basically everything was removed from it, wasn't it?
Well, not everything, but in terms of what you were saying before, I mean, this goes back to I was born in Maryland, the first. And I remember as a child that my father would actually drive by on Massachusetts Avenue. The embassy, just to give you a little bit of perspective, is right near the British embassy. It's right near the South African embassy, the Brazilian. I mean, it's in sort of a, you know, very hot area. So it's still visible from the street off of Massachusetts Avenue. He would drive down and he would just sort of indicate this was the Iranian embassy. And that stuck with me. And, you know, in terms of my artwork, a lot of it revolves around identity issues in terms of particularly melding pop culture elements of the West with the Middle East in particular. And so as an adult, it kind of, you know, came to fruition and came full circle that this particular body of work was perfect in that sense. I mean, the embassy, there's three components to it, really. There's a political aspect attached to it. And I have to say that I think that Khalid and Hisham did a very noble and brave act in terms of having this exhibit, because there is some sensitivity here. And it's actually in a perfect place to be in Dubai. And I say that because it's pretty much a neutral area. So what we have here is a situation of a, again, political, historical context. And then at the same time, in terms of my work, there's another aspect, which is what I've trademarked. It's called Neo-Orientalism. And what I look at are things that, as I said before, pop culture elements of the West and the Middle East, so the Orient and the Occidental. And this embassy has both of those. If you see the photos and if you see some of the parts of the embassy, you'll see that there's elements of Iranian architecture mixed in with clear modernist 60s Western style facets. So it's really the perfect culmination in that sense. And then the third part is, again, getting back to my own identity as an artist. And when I was in this space, you know, I felt it was sort of akin to being inside of a tomb. I mean, like, you know, the air is stale. And when you had just spoken about, you know, what was left, well, if you see some of the photos, the historical photos, you'll see there's this magnificent room covered in Isfahani glass, for example, which is a mirrored glass, these tiled on the ceilings, and with beautiful mosaics, and people and luminaries such as Elizabeth Taylor, Andy Warhol, Frank Sinatra, Liza Minnelli, Barbara Streisand, I mean, you name it, these people went to the embassy. It wasn't just like an embassy. I mean, it was a place where caviar and decadence was served. So when you compare that to what I saw, you know, it was almost like you were inhaling ghosts, in a sense. And so walking around this, and I think I try to capture that with the photographs in particular. It's not photojournalism in that sense, but they are, you know, they're dark, they're deeply emotional, because it was emotional for me. You're inside of this building, and again, as I mentioned before, it's in a prime location, but it's forgotten about. So it's like you're in a sealed tomb that you've gone into, but you can hear outside, you know, the sounds of Washington, D.C., the sounds of police cars driving by and people. I mean, it's a very busy area. So it's an interesting dichotomy that was going on.
In terms of getting access to the site, did that prove problematic?
I would say that it was something that is not typical, and that, you know, we Persians sometimes have a certain way of invoking some magic, let's just say.
Sure. So, obviously, when you mentioned beforehand that your interest was piqued because of your father telling you that this was the place where the Iranian embassy was, and as you said, you were very young. Mm-hmm. When the whole reasons behind why the Iranian embassy was shut down, you know, in your life. So, from what you read and what you've perceived as that part of history, stepping into the building for the first time, what did that feel like?
Well, I would say, and again, I referenced the tomb aspect, but I will give a concrete example. In the Renaissance, for example. Artists such as like Raphael, for example, they would descend into what they believed was a cavern, and at that time they thought it was something much more devious and dark, and it ended up being the palace of Nero, which was a famous Roman emperor, and they looked inside and they saw the frescoes, and this is part of what influenced them, but it was this like feeling, similar feeling to what I felt. So I'm walking inside, I get inside, and you are astonished as to some of the beauty that exists, because some of it is still retained fully. And as I mentioned before, there's a specific room that was sort of the glamour room with the blue mosaic, and unfortunately that is not. So there's parts which are in complete decay, and there are other parts based, I suppose, on the construction aspect that have maintained themselves, and they have this wonderful, exotic, Persian cobalt blue Isfahani style that's attached. And so you're walking around and you feel this, and again there's a sense of sadness and there's a sense of confusion, I say, because I'm, you know, on technically what I suppose is Iranian soil, because an embassy is an extension of a country and it still is part of Iran. So as an American and an Iranian, I'm standing there, but I'm both, you know, kind of more confused than I was before in terms of what I was searching for my own identity. And getting back to what you had mentioned before about objects, most of the things had been taken away. And there was beautiful, beautiful items of tapestries and, again, plates, furniture and such. But I was able to find, you know, deep within some of the remnants of this. And that's what made it, again, akin to going into, dare I say, like the tomb, rather, of like a Tutankhamun, for example. And you find these treasures that are in the basement and things like in this ephemera of passports from Iran and this sort of glass chandeliers that were in the basement, or the files that existed. I mean, my God, files. I mean, just it's astounding just to see them. I mean, there was something that I could read just offhand that even had the labeling of Mossadegh, which, again, just for any of the listeners, Mossadegh at the time, this is in the 1950s, orchestrated an overthrow of the Shah. It was sort of a popular overthrow, and at that time the CIA came and got involved and pushed him out and replaced him back with the Shah. And so to see this still contained, you know, again, it's this time capsule. It's just incredible. Really.
Speaking to Eric Parnes, we'll describe you as a conceptual artist. You've got an exhibition at the IAM Gallery in DIFC. It opens today. It's called Custodian of Vacancy, the Iranian Embassy in the USA. And some photographs of the Iranian Embassy in Washington, D.C. that was closed down after the crises in the late 1970s, early 80s. Mm-hmm. And you were saying that, you know, when you went in to start taking these photos, it was like going back in time, almost like opening up a time capsule.
Pretty much.
So then so did you actually have any idea about what photographs you were looking for or looking to take you went in?
I had only a few to take a look at, because there's some historical photos, and I had mentioned earlier in the program about this particular room that existed. So I was searching for that room, but aside from that, absolutely no clue. And so, again, sort of like a modern-day archaeologist, I'm sort of walking around and finding these things and taking a look and just being, you know, in awe about what I'm finding. But I believe that what I've done, and I hope that that's conveyed in terms of this evening's exhibit, is to provide that type of narrative. So while it's my own personal viewpoint, I think that it's shared and will be shared by the viewers as well. So if you go in, you'll see and follow the storyline of the beginning and the entrance of the embassy and looking at the things that I saw and taking that with you. And I think this appeals, it's not just for Persians to take a look at. I mean, while I have already gotten a lot of feedback and it's natural from Persians, a lot of emotional feedback, you know, there's something that's more global here about this idea of, you know, having two specific entities that were once friends, and that's important to know, and it's important to understand that even the United States, a lot of people don't realize this, but the U.S. and Iran were significant allies, and now you have a 30-year separation. And it is my hope, and it's also my belief, that at some point in the near future, the American people and the Iranian people will eventually see things together, and will that embassy is there for a purpose, and it does stand for a purpose. The purpose is that it will eventually reopen.
So that's what you got out of it then, is it? The your personal journey going through taking these photos and then exhibiting them now for everyone else to see. That helped you sort of create your own timeline of history as well.
Exactly. And again, from a historical perspective, you know, this is something obviously not many people or if any people are going to be able to have a look and take a look inside to see what it is. So they will gain something from actually being able to see the exhibition on all levels, again, from a conceptual perspective, from a historical perspective, and from an emotional perspective as well.
We have to get down to the nitty-gritty as we are rapidly running out of time, unfortunately. It's custodian of Vacancy, the Iranian embassy in the USA. It's a collection of photographs. When did you actually take these photos? Over what time frame?
So we're talking about 2012.
Okay.
So they're very recent.
So you're looking at 32 to 33 years since the embassy actually was shut down.
Yeah.
So it is, in fact, you're stepping into basically something that's sat
unchanged,
untouched for 33 years.
Precisely.
And you're going to be showing these at the IAM Gallery. The exhibition opens this evening, runs from now right up until January the 30th.
And I believe tonight at 7 p.m., if I'm not mistaken.
7 p.m. is the opening for the exhibition tonight, so head down to IAM Gallery. Of course, the exhibition is on every day, right through to the 30th of September, January even, but I will check for a couple of times just to get the full times. And how long are you here for?
I'm here to the 23rd, so I'm enjoying every minute because I came from New York, so it's nice to not be wearing a fur coat and a hat.
Although, having said that, it's a little bit chilly today, actually.
Right, it's cold.
Yeah,
it's cold.
I mean, I'm wearing a long sleeve, even vaguely a jumper. It's unbelievable. It's unheard of. Well, I do appreciate you coming in today. Thank you very much.
No, the pleasure was mine, Andrew.
For taking the time out and popping in. Eric Parnes, Custodian of Vacancy, the Iranian Embassy in the USA. As I said, it's an exhibition of photos looking at the closed Iranian Embassy from Washington, D.C. As you said, it is in a very busy part of town. So, you know, it's obviously the contrast between that building and all the development that's gone around it in the last 30 to 35 years.
Absolutely. Again, it's something that's almost a forgotten piece of history in a sense. And I don't want to say that's for a specific reason, but you know, there's obviously some emotional aspects even from a American perspective. Sometimes people don't want to think about something that is hurtful. So I believe that since at this point we have dialogue, we have talks, we have something, that this is probably the right time for this to come back.
Eric Parnes, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.